Penguin Random House Audio presents Speed Kings, the 1932 Winter Olympics and the Fastest Men in the World, by Andy Bull. Read for you by Eric Myers.
Prologue. The lunch van arrived at 1:45, and about time, too. Bill Littlemore's stomach was starting to growl. They had been up before dawn again, fitting and rigging the fighters, loading the bullets, checking the repairs, running the engines. That was the job, so there was no sense complaining, which never stopped them from doing exactly that. Bill volunteered to run over to the van for his fellow mechanics. He could already see the queue starting to form as he trotted across the grass. He quickened his pace, started to sweat a little. It was hot now. The early morning haze was long gone. This was the first bit of blue sky they'd had all week. He looked up. The pilots were up there somewhere, but he couldn't see them. They must be out over the Isle of Wight. He said a quick prayer to himself, asking God to send them home safe. He often did that when they were in the air, and he didn't mind admitting it. He'd already eaten half his bun by the time he got back to the dispersal hut. He had to duck his mouth down to it because his hands were full, and he didn't want to spill the tea on his uniform. The lads were all idling around, waiting for news from control. The squadron had taken off half an hour ago, when the radar stations had picked up a formation coming out of Cherbourg and heading across the channel. By now, they'd either be in the thick of it or already on their way back home. "Any news?" he asked as he put the three T's down. He already knew the answer. No one.